So, yep, sleep seems pretty universal, even down to fruit flies and snails. But for our purposes today, let's focus on humans.
Yeah, obviously you've got the noise from your neighbors, you've got some lights in the room which you can't really turn off. The beds are not the best, but it's okay, I suppose. It's like maybe when you go to a campsite or something.
This is Jessica. She's one of Australia's 100-odd thousand FIFO workers, people who fly in, fly out of location, meaning for a week or two at a time, they're at home in their own bed, and for the rest of the time, they're out on maybe a remote mine site, working long shifts and sleeping in a completely different environment. So what kind of hours do you work when you're on site?
So it's a 12-hour shift, 5 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And then where are you sleeping at night?
So everyone has their own little accommodation. So it's just a basic room with all the facilities you need, like a shower and everything. But yeah, it's essentially just a one-person bed in a small room.
Is it something that affects your sleep, or do you find it okay to sleep?
I wouldn't say I sleep as well as I would sleep at home. Coming back home after 16 days on of working 12 hours a day, I'm pretty tired. So yeah, I would say I would just really quickly to my own bed.
If you're not getting great sleep each night there, does that affect your ability to work?
We are monitored for our level of fatigue. So if I ever feel too fatigued to do my job, I can always talk to my supervisor and we can adapt what I'm supposed to be doing during the day. For instance, yeah, as a geologist, a lot of our work is done underground, which is a pretty dangerous environment. Obviously, you've got big trucks and everything very active around you. So obviously, if you're too tired and you deem it not safe for you to go underground, you can always talk to your supervisor and not go underground and have someone else do it for you. Because not everyone has really the same chronotype, I think. Some people, I think, would benefit from like starting later their day and maybe finishing later as well, when some people would rather start early and finish early. So I think a bit more flexibility regarding what time we start our day would probably help.
Is there any specific instance that you've had where you've gone, gosh, I'm really tired today, like I've got to be careful?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it happens every month, but it does happen. Or sometimes because I don't get enough sleep, I've got like, you know, a bit of a headache or something. I think I'm lucky enough that I've got a pretty good team. And if that ever happens, yeah, I can talk to people and we can work around that.
What do you wish organizations understood about sleep and fatigue for FIFO workers?
I think the fact that not everyone has the same needs. I feel like some people can really get away with 6-7 hours of sleep, whereas others can't. Like I know for me, it's at least 9 hours. Obviously, it affects a little bit your day, because when you are working 12 hours a day and sleeping 9 hours, it doesn't leave you much time on the side, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Unsurprisingly, FIFO work can do a number on your sleep patterns, which can affect not just quality of life, but safety, especially when people are working with things like heavy machinery. What is surprising is how little research has been done into the effects of FIFO work on sleep. One person who's working to remedy this is Philip Beranek, a PhD candidate at Edith Cowan University.
So my background originally is in sports science, and I was always really passionate about recovery processes and how we can recover quicker, better. And there, sleep is pretty much number one recovery strategy. And then I very quickly realized that it's obviously not only applicable for athletes, but literally for everyone. And it's highly important to FIFO workers because they often perform high-risk tasks, and therefore sleep is highly important for them as well.
What do we know so far about the impact on that sort of FIFO shift work and sleep?
The sleep research in FIFO workers is very new, so there's only very limited research out there. And one study, what they've observed was that the FIFO workers experienced sleep difficulties, rather long time to fall asleep, but they also spend quite a long time awake between falling asleep and waking up, which then obviously also then resulted in short sleep durations. So the current recommendations for sleep duration from 18 to 64 years of age are 7 to 9 hours each night. And the participants in that study did not reach this recommendation whilst they were working day shifts and as well night shifts. So that study showed really that sleep difficulties are present in the FIFO working community. This is really an area that needs research. I'm now going basically one step further with my research, and I'm looking at factors that impact their sleep. And there I'm specifically looking at the sleep environment. This has not been done at all in FIFO workers. So I think, yeah, this research is very important.
What do we know about the sleep environment, you know, in your initial surveys that you're doing?
From research in other populations, such as general public, or we know that there are various environmental factors that can have an impact on the sleep, temperature, but also light, air quality, noise, and bedding comfort as well. So those are basically the big five environmental factors that may be also highly influential factors in FIFO workers, given they are often required to sleep on site, but then also at home, where they maybe need to catch up on sleep, but they can't because they have a dog or little kids running around in the early hours.
It's early days, but what's surprised you so far with the work you're doing?
The survey itself has been only a few weeks out so far, but I think it's very interesting as well, like also from having chats with FIFO workers, that in terms of the on-site sleep environment, there can be huge differences between different sites, but also in terms of personal preferences as well. Some FIFO workers, their sleep is very disrupted by different factor than someone else. So I think that it's also very interesting to see which factors and what specifically disturbs the sleep.
What do you hope comes out of this work?
Really, with the survey, I'm really hoping to really capture that big picture across Australia, what's going on in terms of how the sleep environment impacts the sleep of FIFO workers. And that is the sleep environment on site, but also at home, so that we really know what's happening. And then with the other study with the sleep tracker and environmental monitor, it's going to be really interesting to see the relationship between temperature and light specifically on the sleep patterns, but also other environmental factors, so that we then in the end with all those results that we can inform individual but also organizational strategies, because maybe there is a need to make improvements in existing sleep environments, but it may also inform companies when they are building new sites, building new camp accommodation, and maybe other the results from our studies may provide them some kind of information so that they can build a good sleeping environment.
That was Philip Berenick, a PhD candidate at Edith Cowan University. And if you're a FIFO worker and want to contribute to Philip's research, fill out the survey at sleeproom.au.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.